Wait, you're telling me you're not listening to the podcast? Your friends aren't? Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your dad, your mom, your sister, your brother, your dog? You are not listening to Truth Talk? You are not listening to the late night special? What's wrong with you? Hooray! Let me tell you something. You're missing out on an awesome and amazing and informed show. So please sit your butts down. If you got Spotify, you better get it. If you got iTunes, you better get it. Or any else, you can get your podcast sources, also Anchor. So show some love and check out WCOD Studios. Also subscribe to both YouTube channels and Instagram. Yes, sir.
What's up, everybody? This is the Late Night Special. And here we have me, Joker, and we have Sovereign, and we have Cinnamon. Thank you for coming, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's show is going to be about Russia and Ukraine. Shocker. But this show is just about a little breakdown about what's going on, why this is happening, a war in 2022. Like, really? Wow. But we're going to figure out why they're doing this, and we're going to give our opinions about the war and what's going on. So, we can start from the beginning. Why the hell is Russia going to Ukraine trying to throw hands? I'll tell you why. Simple. Power and control. You know, when when a big bully like Putin sees what he wants, he takes it by force. And he does that plenty of time already. And he, like, since he's the president of Russia, he has very dirty tactics. People go disappearing. You can't speak about their government like how we do in America. Yeah, you could. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, but we did it the underhand way. They doing it out in the open.
See, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. See, America like to be like, oh my God, I love you so much, you're amazing. And then
they say, see, we got Cinnamon being the devil advocate. Oh, here we go, it's getting juicy.
Oh, yeah, when they first came together, it was the British.
The Native Americans? What's going on? The British are coming. We stopped them from coming from trying to take over us. Yeah, it's like, that's how the British, like Russia.
Well, something like that.
Honestly, all these countries are on the same side. They try to play us like, oh my gosh, they're so horrible, but they work in the military. It's all about the money. We're getting richer. We're staying in the same place we work for. They don't care about us. It's all the grand scheme.
See, what she's saying is Russia is greedy. We greedy, but we try to be slick with our greediness. See, but the thing is, Ukraine and Russia, they've been beefing for a lot longer before this even started. Putin just finally decided to pull the trigger. And now that trigger has been pulled, the whole world is seeing a potential world war if anybody helps. If anybody helps, like, then the homies... Oh, we are helping. We're helping indirectly. We're attacking Russia economy. We're stopping oils and gas and...
That's what black people should do to America so they can treat us right.
Oh, snap. They're going to say martial law. Everybody locked down. They were shooting cannons in people's houses when they were trying to do the COVID martial law. That was crazy. So that's real life. Like, I can't believe they did that.
You can't believe it. Don't you remember what they did?
Oh, man.
I'm definitely.
Cinnamon got secrets to tell us, but won't.
Okay, she. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Cinnamon being a devil advocate. What would Sovereign be? You going to be the neutral?
I don't care.
He don't care. Neutral.
War is happening every day. So
War is happening every day.
America go to war all the time. Nobody's seen it. So.
It's just the thing about this war, it's a major powerhouse, Russia. Because this war is going to Africa with countries all the time.
But America is a major power, and they went to what was the last one?
Afghanistan, Iraq. What? Oh yeah. Yeah, we sure did.
Y'all, we really be thinking this is about war.
I mean,
I mean, it's resources it's they want.
Resources, but also Jordan. They're trying to get to another portal. So that's what's really going on. Iraq has this portal that leads you to other levels and dimensions of the world.
That Bin Laden oil
so
money.
Like to make it seem like it's about oil.
It's not.
It's some deeper.
Really? We talking about Illuminati stuff or something? What we talking about?
Oh, it's definitely got something.
Illuminati. Like, oh, la, 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 la.
It's a lot deeper than they like to portray it, but, you know, people be so. It's like an onion. There's so many layers to pull back. And it's a dirty, dirty, dirty onion because you got to think onions grow in the ground.
Hold on.
So you got all this filth. And all the bad stuff that we do know that's happening, yes, it's horrible. But as you keep feeling back, you realize, well, damn.
Getting to the itty gritty.
These motherfuckers here can't be trusted worth the damn.
Oh, nah. We sneaky. We snakes. We slithering. But yeah, see, that's how 9/11 started. Like, okay, George Bush, huh? I ain't saying it's true, but a lot of evidence leads to the conspiracy. Oh, yeah. They say George Bush said, hey, this area got what we want. I likes it, and I want it. But how are we going to get up over there, huh?
In the elementary school, they made it a whole different story. So once you grow up, you learn a lot of unlearning, a lot of cover-ups versus the truth.
Because
The winners only get to tell the side of the story. So
Hey, you showing this right. The winners are the true tellers of history. The tellers of history. Yeah, you're right. Excuse me. Yeah, but like... The only way to go over there, we had makeup. It was a real conflict, but we kind of nudged the people to come over and do whatever their extremist ways of doing to take attack America. And then, hey, look what they did. Now let's go over there and attack and get what we need to go and try to go home.
I don't even understand this ain't even our business. Joe told us, this is why I got a problem with people named Joe.
Joe told us he
was going to take care of student loans. This ain't got no violence included at all. How long has man been in office and how long these student loans still been on my credit report?
Oh man, how long? He lied to us.
You wanna jump and hop and skip into somebody else's business because you an ally. You can't even be an ally for us right here in our own country.
Hey now, if you ain't vote for him, you ain't black now.
And listen, you passed some Asian laws within a matter of weeks for hate crimes. But black people been getting hate for how many centuries? How many hundreds of years? And it's just, okay, we're supposed to turn the other cheek. I ain't got no cheeks left to turn.
Oh, man. When you run out of cheeks, that's a problem.
So.
Uh-oh, there we go. Some cheeks
over
there.
I ain't got no cheeks for America,
let me say. Oh, okay, no cheeks for America.
I ain't fighting for them. They better not call me. Come on, do not stir.
But what?
I don't like Biden. I hate Biden. I've had no tour videos about Biden.
All these people full of shit. But I tell you, who even more full of shit? The Congress and the Electoral College. Those are the people who really got the power. And the puppet is the president.
I hate
you. He should be too, but you know, it's just all
that's why. Yeah, I know.
He probably already dead.
I hear both of y'all, but the like you said, the Biden and the Congress, like these are the stuff that they're doing right now to attack Ukraine.
They're trying to distract us from the pedophilia that's going on in the higher elite.
Oh yeah, that too. But you know, it can't never be done.
Would have never happened. They left old boy in there.
Trump.
I know nobody liked him.
Nah, Trump was cool with Putin. Remember,
they shook hands, but he probably like when you cool a person, you could talk to that person. Hey man, this is stupid, man.
Nah,
I'm your brother. This is stupid.
I will say that there was not a war started when he was around, but the president before and the president after.
So it's the Democrats' fault, is what you're saying.
I'm just saying
the Democrats and okay, so wait.
But they said the Democrats really against us.
Actually, Republicans and the Republicans used to be Democrats, and the Democrats like the white party and the Republicans used to be the black party.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, yeah,
they
you're
were
right.
Just coming through with the stronghold. If you don't do what I say, we're going to kill your family. We're going to keep doing this, that, and the third until you get your people to vote for me.
The
and that's how all these black people became Democrats because we thought mind control, you know.
Oh, yeah. MK also is real.
MK, oh, see, okay. Now you see where I'm going.
I see where you're
all
going.
All this shit is a facade. Like, It's just to make us believe that we have a greater dream.
Mm-hmm.
America is just about as much of a third world country as the rest of them, because they make us think that we're the shit. And that's why the rest of the countries hate us, because we have this mentality that we're on a pedestal. When in reality, they're living better than us. They got free healthcare in other cities or other countries. Meanwhile, we got a fucking shuck and jive for a nickel and a penny. Then when you do go to the doctor, they're pulling you with that bullshit. Oh, we need a copay. Oh, well, then you're going to have to bill this. Oh, and we're going to also need that. Oh, and this doesn't cover that, so it's going to be $800. But we're supposed to be the land of opportunity, the land of opportunity to be greedy. That's what we are.
Yeah, we are, like you said, about the healthcare. Like, but when our healthcare is only best when, like, super, super serious, like, they fly people to our country to get stuff done, like when a real serious medical thing going down, they fly to us. But the normal health stuff, it's better for outside of countries, you know. But like you say, we could go with the conspiracy theories, like about how, like you say, Russia starting this war, like you say, what's really going on behind the layers and all that stuff. It's just like when China, when the people was really revolting against China. They was like in the streets rioting, and the government was killing Chinese people, their own people. Then all of a sudden, COVID came out, and every Chinese people were in their house, and it stopped that whole
basically
stuff.
We need to go on another quarantine. What you saying?
No.
That's no. That's
Russia is just trying to
Did
get
you know
power.
China and Russia are allies.
They're like, they see each other, and they'll give each other a nod. You know, they'll give each other a nod when they walk past each other. Yeah.
I mean, just think about where that leaves America. You cutting off.
But America kind of.
We have the UK and we have
and they
other.
They kind of cool with China too. They not cool.
Yeah, we not. Yeah.
Standing.
I mean, if push came to shove, you think China gonna pick America over Russia?
Yeah.
I
don't. I wouldn't pick America.
Because we sell. We're like
too,
we sell
power, and yeah. They would if they had the choice, they'd probably pick America over Russia. If they had a choice.
I wish I could talk to Putin and just ask him, like, yo, what's the deal?
See, because on China, they're not even into that stuff. Like, Putin's trying to ask Syria for some help.
Well, Syria, one of the countries that we can't even send Western units to, so,
hey,
they already probably
Yeah. Hey, I hear America too. I'll help you. or something right. like that. But China,
else,
like, hey, we're trying to.
They're not going to help. Yeah. Because it's.
I don't know. You never know what kind of underhanded, under the table type of shit going on. Honestly, the most surprising things can happen, because there's a lot of things that a lot of people said weren't going to happen, and look at them. They happened.
Yeah.
They said the aliens were fake, and then the government came and, you know,
oh, yeah, they got
up to their shit. So
they released it,
they
yeah.
They don't always say, nah, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that to the heaters out there.
Because they don't. Oh. No, you said.
I'm just, they full of shit. Yeah. I don't care if it's a pancake, a waffle, or French toast. I can't trust their yeah.
Well, what I was going to say is that Naruto is a good example of what's going on. If somebody is just as strong as you, most of the time you ain't going to do nothing until they actually do something. And Russia would be? Russia would be the, what's that village? The Rain Village? Is that the one where
yeah.
Hedon? Yeah. Russia would be the
no,
Rain
that's No, no. Yeah, Hedon. That's spring. That's
spring.
Spring.
Whichever one Pain came from.
Oh, Rain Village thing.
Yeah, okay. So that's Russia.
Wow. Rain was trying to invade country? Oh, we was trying. Oh, Konoha was trying to invade.
No, hold on. I did it wrong. No, Konoha went to. Who invaded who?
I don't even know. All I know is they were fighting. Konoha was on Rain Soul fighting them.
Okay, well, maybe I did it wrong. It's flip flop. But either way, it's like that. See? But they didn't have a Biju, which in our terms would be nukes.
oh, yeah. Heck yeah, that really is nukes. Like, it's contingency.
Yeah, so the problem is somebody, like, China has power, America has power, Russia has power, and to be honest, they probably don't like each other, but they have to respect each other. Because if any of them decide to cause problems, that's gonna be a big problem for everybody. Then if one person shoots some nukes off, then the other person shoots some nukes off, where does that leave us?
I mean, the world's gonna come to an end anyway, so they're probably just trying to play it off on, oh, everything ended in World War III. The dinosaurs probably coming back from the bottom of the ocean to come reclaim their title because they sick of us fucking shit up. Messing up the earth.
Nah. But the real issue of the problem is Ukrainian civilians and Russian civilians are suffering because of this war, and it's not right.
Russian civilians are suffering. Yeah. They don't even want
to
be a part of it.
It's not even that they don't even be a part of it, because Biden and other countries and continents and stuff, they literally said, they canceling Russia right now. You ain't getting no oil. Look, you ain't getting no gas. You ain't getting no more grocery foods. Yeah, right. they like they stopping. They shut the banks down over there. They canceled the banks. Like, yo, Russian banks, we ain't doing business with you no more. Yeah, the banks.
Why?
With the people. They trying to hit their economy. They trying to like, hey, and even they currency. You know how we got the U.S. dollar.
Their currency is rubles.
No, not no more.
Oh.
They said Biden said right now, Russia currency ruble is less than a penny.
Less than a penny?
That's what he said.
I don't know.
He had a whole conference about that.
If you go over there,
because they shut all the banks down.
Well, that makes
sense.
And
all the credit cards said we're not doing business with Russia either. Like Discovery.
Fun fact, fans and listeners, did you know if everyone went back to get their money out the bank, there would not be enough? Oh. So never do that.
Actually do it now before everybody else start doing it, so you can have
always have some money away,
just like what Cinnamon said.
Full of shit, all of that digital, like, and they broke.
And you Ukraine people have lined up at the ATM, long line. They probably ran out of money out that, like just like what Cinnamon said.
Somewhere else. Don't put all your money in one bank, and don't put all your money in the bank. Have it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Because you know the government can seize your assets. And do you really want to be sitting around here mad because the government took your shit and you ain't got access? Want them to be mad because they tried to fuck you over and they couldn't? Make them mad. You got a revolution.
Oh, man. Yeah, French on.
Emergency thing. And I suggest everyone make an emergency thing just in case. Food. Cash. Just in general. A hurricane could come, a war, anything.
So can. But I don't even know how this is going to be resolved. Like, Putin's not backing down. The Russian president, oh man, he got balls of steel. This man's like, I'm still here. You can't get me. You know, but all that stuff is just both of them tough.
Like, honestly, that's what's pushing Putin to keep doing it, because he got the money. He like, y'all broke-ass motherfuckers make some money anyway. So, sure, send me the receipt so we fuck the shit up. I don't care.
I think everybody is in debt except for the Dubai area. Like, it's like major companies that you think are, like, really rich, they probably in debt themselves. Even though they generate enough, they probably still in debt.
That's why America,
China.
That's why America let China do a lot of things, because they owe them way too much money.
Shoot, I wouldn't be surprised if Nike
is
Oh, yeah, and we tried in America. We really try to be the world police. In quotes.
They killed enough of us here already.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, that's one thing I will say. I hate that America gets involved. And I feel like if I had a country or whatever, don't get me wrong, I like helping folk, but if it ain't my problem, it don't matter. That's the one thing I got pissed off in about the Black Panther movie. Stop letting people in that ain't got nothing to do with you. What you doing, trying to find a thingy?
Mm-hmm. I got one.
We got all these homeless people on the street. Yeah. We got a lot of problems than to be trying to run to somebody else's aid. That's just really not making sense to me.
We still got like 10 minutes. But, I don't know. Y'all stop doing stupid stuff. I don't know. If I was a president or king or whatever. Or
sovereign
of my land. I got into an argument with a friend one time. I called her a stupid bitch. There was a reason for that. She is. One,
She said, so I think I told you this, Joker. Okay, so we were talking about if you had your people, and I just use family as an example, because I think this was back when they were talking about the refugees and people on the border, and they were asking people, would you complain about America, but would you let somebody in your house? And I said, most people gonna say no, because they don't know them.
Oh yeah, don't wouldn't the president look at the country as their
house? I wish people would do that. Stop judging that way, because if somebody was there, you ain't for letting no homeless people in your house.
Like, who this is? Who are you? Hold on, what's your name is? Hold on, you.
I don't know you. I go to sleep. You stab me in the neck.
I don't know you. That's my purse.
It makes sense. I mean, it's like you can think of the purse like the black dude. Like, hey, let me in. But you know, it's like sometimes.
Oh no. You're not coming to my house.
I got a few things I got to handle when the prayers come out.
Oh god!
But how the story went was, I said we was on the island, and it was, I just used like a small number, 5 or 6 people. I only had enough food to feed 5 of them, and one person has to die. But the rest of those 5 will survive. If we try to feed everyone, everyone dies. So if I can get those 5 to survive and then a ship come, I'm sad that one person died, but I was able to save most people.
I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. I'm gonna go ahead and be the one to go ahead and die so the rest of y'all 5 can survive. Well, I ain't asked to be
my point was, you have to, as a leader, you have to think of the greater good. I know in some cases, some of those choices are hard, but
in that situation, more people gonna die.
What you mean?
Like, I ain't dying. Give me that food.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You gotta, somebody gonna have to.
Somebody gonna get killed?
No. I'm saying somebody has to think about.
There gonna be some killing.
Somebody gotta think about the greater good.
Go ahead and let me sacrifice myself. Go, look, God miss me. I'm a comedian. I know. He'd be like, Cinnamon, girl, your ass is funny. So I'll go ahead and take the stress off of everybody's hands. I just pass a joke around for all of y'all to remember me by and go on up again.
But yeah, I was trying to get it to where. No, go ahead. You was good. I was trying to make it where it made sense to. I know it's a hard decision, and as a leader, it's going to be hard to make decisions like that. But you got to think like that, because do I want my people all to die? Or do I think about just my people, or I think about the world, which America always try to think about the world, which is stupid.
So tell me this. If you had your wife, your child, and your brother.
And then my brother got to die.
I'm not even done.
Okay.
Your other 7 people.
Who's my other 7?
Just not your people. But there's 7 people with y'all, but you can save 7 the other people, and 3 of us die, or just the 3 of us survive, and the other 7 die. You gonna let the 7 die?
Yes, because that's my family.
Okay.
That's what I'm bringing. That's the point. Like, my people live. If I had the choice, and I'm the king, or it's my family, I'm sorry, my family come first. Mm. And like America like to say, America first. How about you do that? Don't care. I don't care what's going on right there. Unless it start coming over here, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
Until then.
Okay. Well, let's say what really would Trump do? Would he try to help? Would he like, I got my Trump, you know,
Biden. Oh, he was still.
Yeah. Would we be doing the Biden attacking on Russia's pockets? Or would Trump just go? I mean, Trump, he's a money man himself. He probably might hurt them pockets too.
No, I know that part, but I don't think he would try. Like, I feel like it wouldn't.
He would just
escalated
hurt
this part this far. It might have.
I mean, you mean he would be talking to him like,
yeah, I think Putin.
Yes, back down. if you attack Ukraine, we'll close all your assets.
That's a good ass, you know, fucking impression.
But I can see him doing something like that, and I know people didn't like the man. But to be fair, there were some good things that happened.
I mean, he specializes in money.
Like, if I knew then what I know now, at least Trump let us know he didn't fuck with us. You know, he never liked black folks. He never played like he liked black folks. Then you got Biden motherfucking ass. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And his motherfucking ass ready with Kamala to throw us in some motherfucking jail cells. So like I said, fuck all of these bitch ass niggas who voting, I mean, who running for the office. Cause all of them full of shit. And all of them work with the Illuminati and signing their souls over for a little bit of power, a lot of money, and for a whole bunch of bullshit.
See, we'll see what Cinnamon said. Oh, I'll pick back up that a little bit. I don't believe Trump is racist, but I do believe he's a little bit prejudiced. You know, he is in a different world than the rest of us. Like I say, wealthy. Like he cares. Elitist. Like, yeah, an elitist. Yep. Like, if it doesn't matter if you're black, white,
you're
Asian.
Not.
If you're wealthy, you're in the club. If you ain't wealthy,
you broke.
You're going to have to listen to the music outside the club. Actually, don't even be in front of the building.
Exactly. But, you are a peasant. Yeah, don't breathe on me.
Look like what Dave Chappelle said. He helping me.
Yep.
Rich.
There is. Oh, also, black folks, I understand. We are not all the same. Oh, I'm telling you that.
All skin folk is not kin folk. Some of them black folks will want to kiss a motherfucking white person's anal gland cheeks. Don't always think you can trust the motherfuckers. You got to trust your intuition and your intellect and your discernment. Look, start thinking you can trust these motherfuckers because they'll have your ass roped off too, okay?
And what I did want to say was... Well, part of that, but the other part was what I meant was like, what was LeBron saying at that time when he, look.
Am I trying?
No, not, well, that too, but I was talking about when he was acting like, certain black folks, you're black, but you're still famous and rich. So it's different.
It's different.
Oh, it is different. Dang. And nobody gonna look at you. Now you're gonna look at you, but they ain't gonna look at you. It's different. So if LeBron walk around, and a regular nigga walk around, who gonna get looked at hard?
LeBron.
No. Not, I'm talking in a bad way.
Oh, in a bad way.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. Also, LeBron, I want his autograph. Of course.
Yeah.
Now, a regular nigga off the street.
What if he got money though, but they just don't know him?
That's most of the black people in America. They just assume we brought niggas.
Cinnamon said that's what America mostly do. We assume every black person is broke. Even a black person being in an expensive store in New York get looked at. What's that Negro doing in here? Let's call the police. It happened before.
No, I'll be fair. I personally, it didn't happen to me, but it happened to my friend. He was with me. So me and my homeboy and my other friend, we went to first of all, I don't know what I was thinking. That's just a waste of money. Anyways, so we went to one of the Polo stores, and then we went to a Gucci store or something like that. So the guy go over there helped me and my other friend. But my other friend, he a cool dude. It's just he's more, what's the term?
Nonchalant.
No, just he has a more hood mentality to him. So when he goes in, it comes DMX off like, it comes off like that.
A little 50 cent.
Oh, you know, as some of y'all would say, I'm just a white man in a black body. Wow. Till you make me mad, then a nigga come out and I bust your ass. But, so anyways, what happened was, we go in the store, the guy's talking to us. Then he started doing this, the little look thing. So he'd be like. And so then some more people came and started looking around. And then me and my friends like, what's going on? And then we see them. They looking at old boy right there, which is our friend. And so then we walk over there. And it's like, nah, he's with us. What y'all doing? And he was like, and the girl was like, oh, my bad. And then, you know, he was getting a little pissy about it, but he was cool. I thought that
That's
was
why weird. We need to stop shopping with them motherfuckers.
Well, I ain't want to go to that store anyway. That's their idea. But...
They keep showing us who they are, and we keep giving them chance after chance.
I just wanted to, what ditto? I don't know what I don't know how we was in that stuff. Anyway, we did buy stuff. I did.
Y'all bought stuff after that? Shit.
Because niggas love to flex.
Bitch, you come profile me, I'm knocking all this motherfucking shit over. I'm gonna be like, hope y'all have a nice fucking time cleaning. Get your white ass motherfucking hoe ass bitch ass motherfuckers. Nobody want this shit? No way.
This is the black part of the show, ladies and gentlemen. We discussed about the immersion.
You said what?
This is the black part of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the second part of the Late Night Special.
What up, what up, what up, what up, people? It's your boy Wavy.
Got Wavy this time, you know.
Yes, sir.
So, how are you feeling about this wall? How you feeling about Ukraine versus Russia? Do you even give a fuck?
Honestly and truly, man, it's like I'm in between, and I'm going to tell you why. Because, well, first of all, let's just point out the obvious. United States isn't those two names, isn't in that war, because the two countries that are at war is Russia and Ukraine. So, of course, at first, you know, you wouldn't give a fuck because, you know, it doesn't involve us. But everybody's gold role model of a president decided to stick his nose in business that ain't had shit to do with him.
Biden, old bitch, old sadity ass.
Just because we're Ukraine's ally. But I'm pretty sure the United States isn't the only ally to Ukraine. Yet we're the only allies that said something or came to some type of defense for Ukraine. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not the type that's just going to sit here and just wish any bad to happen to any country, regardless of...
Of course not. We don't want nothing bad.
Regardless,
well, fuck a nigga, fuck a bitch.
Regardless if the United States was included or not, I'm not the type to wish bad upon things, but
I do want to add something. Go ahead. Why the fuck do y'all even care? Y'all whine about this and that, and who go help them for what?
The only thing I'm whining about is these fucking gas prices. Yeah. And then on top of that, that's Biden's fault.
No oil, no gas from Russia. Stop it.
Thanks, Biden. What's that, nigga?
Okay.
Y'all love this man. Y'all have wanted Trump out there so bad. Biden love the niggas. No, we don't.
Ain't did shit for a nigga yet.
Y'all just retarded.
But I shit, I hope something work out. Niggas niggas are starting to appreciate when gas was like $3.50, $3. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like,
give me a freaking.
I got a whole F-150.
Shit never took no fucking almost 50. No, sure, it's past 50, about be 60.
What?
And a crash for 200.
What? You
lost your damn mind.
Exactly, nigga. What the fuck?
Me a bicycle. Be riding like a motherfucker.
What?
I love this president. What this nigga been doing? Not shit. And what old bitch at?
You know what? That's crazy.
I ain't seen that bitch since she got on. What was that? That interview, that's it.
I haven't seen anything about her since the video of "We got in, Joe." You are now the official president of the United States. That's the only thing I've seen about her. Like, I haven't seen. She damn sure ain't said shit about this war that's going on. She damn sure ain't say.
I mean, I know the only reason y'all want her because y'all wanted a black woman, quote unquote.
Yeah, I mean, if we gonna get a black woman in there, let's get a real black woman in that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
She ain't even mad to. She's not married to a white man.
She got a whole Joe at the crib.
Yes, a whole Joe. And y'all just, mighty powers.
She doesn't even like, like.
She don't like niggas.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. Something wrong with y'all. Something is, I wasn't too fond of Trump myself, and that's only because he talked too much, but it was not like this.
At least he got shit done. Yeah, I know people may have felt the way he did stuff or how he talked, but you know.
He got shit done, and that's one thing I really can't vouch for, is that he got shit done, and most shit need to be done now because
but Joe just Joe. That's all Joe.
Joe just chilling. Like
Joe all Joe wanted is to give you crack pipes and mo shots.
Exactly. and bro, Joe is this nigga so fucking goofy that he thought that releasing crack pipes and shit got something to do with racial infidelity or something. Like what does that have to do with race in any like situation? Like, please let me know, because that shit don't make no sense. And then, you know, and then like, I noticed he'll do something like crazy, and then out of the woodwork,
my question is this. Joe, why the fuck? I'm still on this. I know you did this like weeks and weeks ago. Of all the shit you could have did, you could have gave us, you fucking worried about crack pipes. We could have got a gas bill or something.
What?
You could have made it where, you know, if you want to stop, no oil, blah, blah, blah. How about you send some more checks, nigga?
What?
I'm just getting you ideas. You too worried about stupid shit.
Thinking with your dick. That God shit. Damn. No.
That's y'all president. Y'all know how y'all used to say that shit.
But
I remember. Ooh, I remember election day. Oh, we gotta win. We gotta get to Joe.
Joe is the best. Man, I remember I had family members calling me. You know what I'm saying? Because